Chapter 1. 2 months later.
Oh, you are a gem, Red.
Redford Morgan attempted a cheerful grin, which wasn't easy when he was elbow deep in an octogenarian's toilet bowl.
Just doing my job, Mrs. Conrad.
You're the best superintendent we've ever had.
She cooed from the bathroom doorway, clasping one wrinkled hand to her bony chest. Her shock of white hair fairly quivered with emotion. Bit of a drama queen she was, bless her.
Thanks, Mrs. C, he said easily.
You're a doll.
Now, if you just stop shoving bollocks down your loo, we'd be best mates. This was the third time in a month he'd been called to flat 3E for plumbing issues, and frankly, he was getting tired of Mrs. Conrad's shit. Or rather, of her grandson's. Red's rubber-gloved hand finally emerged from the toilet's depths, clutching a soaking wet clump of paper towel. He unwrapped the little parcel to reveal.
This your vegetable casserole, Mrs. C.
She blinked owlishly at him, then squinted.
Well, I'm sure I've no idea. Where are my spectacles?
She turned as if to hunt them down. No, don't bother. He sighed. He knew full well it was vegetable casserole, just like it had been last time and the time before that. As he disposed of the clump and peeled off his gloves, he said gently,
You need to have a word with those lads of yours. They're flushing the dinner.
What?
She gasped, clearly affronted.
No, not my Felix Joseph. They never would. They aren't wasteful boys and they love my dinners.
I bet they do, he said slowly. But, well, Mrs. C, every time I come over here, I find a little parcel of broccoli and mushrooms clogging your pipes.
There was a beat of silence as Mrs. Conrad grappled with that information.
Oh,
she whispered. He'd never heard so much dejection in a single word. She blinked rapidly, her thin lips pursing, and Red's heart lurched as he realised she was trying not to cry. Holy fucking hell. He couldn't deal with crying women. If she dropped a single tear, he'd be here all night, eating bowls of vegetable casserole with enthusiasm and sparkling compliments.
Please don't cry. I get off in 10 minutes and I really fucking hate broccoli. Please don't cry. Please don't.
She turned away just as the first sob racked her thin shoulders.
Sigh. Come on, Mrs. C, don't be upset.
Awkwardly, he peeled off his gloves and went to the sink to wash his hands.
They're just kids. Everyone knows kids have as much sense as the average goat.
Mrs. Conrad let out a little burble of laughter and turned to face him again, dabbing at her eyes with a hanky. Old people always had hankies. They hid them on their bodies like ninjas with throwing stars.
You're right, of course. It's just... Well, I thought that casserole was their favourite.
She sniffled and shook her head.
But it doesn't matter.
Judging by the wobble in her voice, it really did.
I bet it's a damn good casserole,
he said, because he had the biggest fucking mouth on planet Earth.
Do you think so?
I know so. You have the look of a woman who knows her way around the kitchen.
He had no idea what that meant, but it sounded good. And clearly Mrs. Conrad liked it, because her cheeks flushed and she made a high, tinkling sound that might have been a giggle.
Oh, Red, do you know, I happen to have some on the go right now.
Of course she did. Is that right?
Yes. Would you like to try some? After all your hard work, the least I can do is feed you.
Say no. Say you have Friday night plans. Say you ate 5 beefsteaks for lunch.
I'd love to,
he said and smiled. Just let me go home and get cleaned up. It took him 30 minutes to shower and change in his own flat down on the ground floor. Came with a job. Since he led a life of daring excitement these days, he swapped his charcoal overalls for, drumroll please, his navy blue overalls, fresh out the washer. Truth be told, he had no idea what he was supposed to wear for dinner with an old lady, but his usual shit-kicker boots and old leathers didn't seem quite right. It was only as he locked his front door that it occurred to Red this whole situation might not be quite right. Was he supposed to have dinner with tenants? Was that allowed?